Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
New England tonight is struggling with the worst snowfall in its history, a raging blizzard that came in on winds of up to 100 miles an hour, bringing death and destruction to the whole region.
That is the late NBC TV news anchor John Chancellor reporting on the blizzard of 78, which began 40 years ago today. The behemoth storm left 73 people dead and countless others stranded in their homes and even their cars. The flooding and damage to the South Shore was massive. Massachusetts residents who lived through the blizzard will never forget it. We ask some to share their memories.
This is Mike Dukakis. I was the governor of Massachusetts during the famous blizzard of 1978, and it was quite a blizzard. I think my most memorable of all of the memories of the storm was getting up in a helicopter the day after and flying over the South Shore. And looking down at those little houses along the coast that had just been kind of scattered around like a giant had picked them up and just thrown them like matchboxes all over the place. I'd never seen anything like it. If you live through that storm, let me tell you, you're going to overreact in a way that is as cautious as you possibly can be. And I think virtually every governor since 78 has done that.
My name is Mandy Gies. In 1978, I lived in Watertown, Massachusetts. I was 23 at the time. The people are a standout for me. Neighbors did never even glimpse that were out. Everybody took turns hosting gatherings because we were all kind of trapped and stuck. So I lived next door to my former college roommate. I guess this guy had come from Central Square on his new country skis and stopped just to say hello to my friend Nancy. We ended up bumping into each other. This guy's name is Conrad, every day. And we ended up getting married a year later. But it was totally the blizzard, 100%.
Good morning. My name is Arthur Conrad. I live in Bedford. Currently, I'm only 72 years of age. At the time, I was a National Guard Sergeant, First Class, and I was the truck master. My armory was in Framingham, and we had to take people out of cars that were stuck on the southbound side. I never saw anything like that where a major highway had all the vehicles on the southbound side was stranded. They couldn't go anywhere. You just snowed in. We got out of the cars, probably a little over 400 people Monday night and into Tuesday morning, and got them to safety. It was quite a project to do.
My name is Mark Axelson. I'm a resident of Central Massachusetts. And that night, we just kind of watched the snow coming down, completely unaware of what was hitting us. The following morning, my birthday, and I couldn't see out of my bedroom window. And I have to say, you know, for a 10-year-old, that was quite the birthday present. School was closed for 2 weeks. I had nothing to do but burrow and tunnel in the snow drifts. And yeah, for a 10-year-old, this was just phenomenal.